guy doesn't work there anymore, but amen. All right, so Mark chapter 14, and then Acts 27 and verse 31. And we're going to read down to verse number 3, and then we're going to skip down a little bit to verse number 8. So Mark 14, verses 1, 2, and 3, and then 8, then we'll swip over to Acts 27, all right? All right, so let's read together starting in verse number 1. After 2 days was the feast of the Passover and of unleavened bread, and the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she brake the box and poured it on his head. Many of you know the story here of the lady that poured the spikenard on the Lord, broke the alabaster box. We have a song about the alabaster box. They say that it was probably Mary. Read verse number 8 with me, and I want you to hear what Jesus said about her. She hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. I want you to read that first part with me to the colon again in verse 8. Notice this. She hath done what she could. And that's going to be the point of what we're going to be talking about tonight. Doing what we can. We don't want to be comparing ourselves by each other. We want to do what we can. And here's a young lady in this picture doing something special for Jesus Christ. And she really doesn't care what everybody else thinks about it. She's just going to do what she can do. And as we look at our theme, abiding in the ship, we want you to focus on this year, not looking to keep up with the Joneses, but just to do what you can do. Because you can't do what the next person you could do. You can't do what the next person over here does. God just wants you to do what you can do. Amen. Acts 27 and verse 31. Let's go over there and read that. And this is the theme that we're going to be studying all year long. Of course, this is Paul, and he is in the storm, Euroclodon by name. And notice what Paul encourages the soldiers and the officers in verse 31. Read that with me. Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. Amen. That's why we're singing a shelter in a time of storm. Is that one of my pages that dropped out? Oh, that's not one of my pages that dropped out. So that's good. Amen. All right. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer as we consider she had done what she could. Father, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Help us tonight, Lord, as we just get jump started for the year. Lord, not to look at what everybody else is doing, but to look at what you want us to do, that we can do what we could. And Lord, there are going to be some obstacles, we know. There are going to be some things happen this year that we are not expecting to happen, but help us still with that, not to live up to others' expectations, but just to do what we can do. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Meet our need tonight, and we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. As we open the first Wednesday in 2018, you'll notice by the banners that the theme is abide in the ship. You know, notice what Paul said, except these abide in the ship. He said, you cannot be saved. Now, we're not talking about being saved with salvation, but we'll explain the text a little bit more as that time approaches. But there are many ships that we will discuss this year that we need to abide in for spiritual safety and safeguarding and security. But before we get into the ships, I want us to keep before us the effort that we want to maintain through the year as we endeavor to abide in the ship. And that is this: she hath done what she could, or he hath done what he could. God is not expecting you to do what I do. He's not expecting you to do what Pastor White's done. He's not expecting you to do what Brother Sam does. He's not expecting you to do what Miss Andrea is doing. He expects you to do what you can do. Amen. And by the way, each of us is equipped differently with gifts and talents and abilities. And here, this lady here, she's got something special going on. I want to see here for the next few moments here, and I'm going to be very brief because most of us are familiar with this story here. And so I just want to take some applications from the story here as we talk about the woman with the alabaster box. Amen. I want us to take a look at her act of devotion and follow this simple act throughout the year. As we abide in the ship, What did she do that's so important here? Of course, you come down there and it says that in verse number 3, being in Bethany, the house of Simon the leper, as he said at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard. And it says it's very precious. And she broke the box and poured it on his head. I want us to notice, first of all, with this lady, as we consider doing what we could, as we consider abiding in his ship, as we consider this lady's life and how this can apply to us this year, she gave up that which was priceless. It's an alabaster box. Say, preacher, what is that? Alabaster box was a container that held the ointment, which was a perfumed oil. They believe it was myrrh. Myrrh, of course, was used to anoint the body of someone as they were buried. And so she's coming to anoint the Lord's body. She's got this alabaster box. And so she gave up that which was priceless. We may have to give up something this year to abide in one of these ships, possibly the stewardship. We may have to give up something that we want to abide in the stewardship. We may have to give up a relationship that is not honoring to God. Amen. Hey, we may have to do something with the ownership of something that we possess. Coming over here, we may have to do something by way of censorship and abstaining from something that we know is not right. We may have to accept the lordship of Christ and his will to take something away from us that we really don't need. We may have to show up the worship. We may have to realize the sonship that we have, or maybe a companionship that we need to take up that we probably don't want to take up that we need to take up. Amen. But she gave up that which was priceless. It was an alabaster box. And so we may have to give up something that's priceless as well to us. One of the things that we don't want to give up, and those are the things that God has given us that are priceless. Young people, your purity, you don't want to give that up. Hey, what God has given you by way of a track record in tithing, you don't want to give that up. Your track record in giving to missions, you don't want to give that up. Now, the quantity may change, but you don't want to give that up. But she had to give up some things there. She gave up that which was priceless, an alabaster box. Number two, she gave up that which was precious. It said it was very precious in that verse down there. Notice what it says. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And so she gave up that not which was only priceless, but that which was precious. Very precious means extremely expensive, costly, of great price. Notice verse number 5 down there. For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence, the disciples said, had been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. So this was something expensive. They estimated it could be at about $45 in money back in those days. $45 for them in those days was a lot of money. $45 when I was a kid was a lot of money. Amen. $45 now for Shane probably is like chump change. Amen. But guess what? I'll take it. I'll take it. It can be as chumply change as it wants to. I'll take $45. Amen. Any day. But she gave up that which was precious. She gave up that which was priceless. And we may be tempted to use the tithe or the offering or the missions in other places on other things when it comes to abiding in the stewardship. Amen. She gave up that which was precious. We have to stay in the ships. Why? There's coming a hardship. And when the hardship comes, guess what? You're going to be tempted not to give. You're going to be tempted not to go. You're going to be tempted not to forgive. You're going to be tempted. And so we've got to make sure that we're abiding in the ships. This lady here, she gave up that which was priceless. She gave up that which was precious. And we may be tempted to give up something that we know we ought not give up, but we need to give it up. In her instance, she gave up something that was precious to her, and it was when the will of God. Not only that, number 3, she gave up pride in others' presence. Notice what it says down in verse number 4. There were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of ointment made? Why was this waste of ointment? Can you ever use something for Jesus and it be a waste? Can you ever use something on Jesus and it be a waste? Amen. You can never waste anything on Jesus that you give up, even though it was precious, even though it was priceless. She gave up her pride in the presence of others. She faced ridicule. As you and I abide in the ships this year, we may face some ridicule too. They say it's a waste in attending church. Why go anyway? Well, number one, because it's obeying God and his word. Amen. He says not forsaking. So you go to that church again? I can't believe you're going there. Folks used to always tell me, why are you going on Wednesday? I said, to hear the word of God.
Why you go back Sunday night? I had relatives told me, didn't you go Sunday morning? So why are you going back Sunday night? I said, because I'm going to hear something different. And I'm going to fellowship with the brethren. Amen. Family members will tell you, why are you going back? Why are you going to Sunday school? You're missing 45 minutes of sleep to be instructed in the Word of God. Some folks will say it's a waste. What a waste it is. They'll say it's a waste in giving. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of prayer. It's a waste of energy. It's a waste of study. It's a wasted life. Do something with your life. Be something. I am a child of God. Amen. There's no higher calling than being a child of God next to being a preacher. Amen. And so I'm a child of God, but folks would say it's a waste. Notice what he said there. Why was this waste of ointment made? G2, why are you going to waste your Wednesdays and go to church when you can be out there playing basketball? They have basketball practices on Wednesdays. G2 says, look, I'm not going to be there on Wednesday. Well, where are you going to be? I'm going to be in church. Hey, guess what? It's more important to be in the will of God than to be on the basketball court. Amen. Amen. And so they said it's a waste. She gave up her pride in the presence of others. Amen. They said, hey, why this waste? But I like what Jesus says here. She gave up that which was priceless, an alabaster box. She gave up that which was precious. They said it was very precious in verse 3. She gave up pride in the presence of others. They said, why this waste? But notice she received in return protection. Notice verse number 6. Jesus said, let her alone. Jesus stepped in, defended her. Hey, when you and I give up that which is priceless, when we give up that which is precious, when we give up pride in the presence of others and say, look, I don't care what you say. I don't care how you act. I don't care. And by the way, there was probably all men around her. Ladies, you know how it is when you're around a bunch of men and they're going to ridicule you on top of that. All these men, and here she is trying to bless the Lord Jesus Christ. You know the 12 are there. You know Judas is probably there. And I said, look, why this waste? What is this woman doing in our presence? Why are you doing this? What's going on here? Jesus defended her. He said, let her alone. Hey, what am I saying? When you abide in the ships that God has for you, the censorship, the lordship, the worship, the sonship, the companionship, this is probably the hardest, the hardship. When you abide in these ships, the discipleship, the fellowship, the friendship, the stewardship, the relationship, when you abide in the ship, people are going to mock you. They're going to talk about you. They're going to do all sorts of things. But Jesus said, let her alone. Don't worry about what people are going to say. This lady stood her ground. She could have easily took that stuff and said, I guess I'll take my stuff over here. They're talking. No, Jesus said, let her alone. Leave her alone. What happened? Because she gave up that which was priceless. Because she gave up that which was precious. Because she gave up pride in the presence of others, Jesus protected her. She received in return protection. He said, let her alone. Let her alone. Notice the verse number 4. There was some that had indignation within themselves. Said, why was this waste of the ointment made? Why? Why are you going to waste that? Why are you going to waste it? Hey, parents, relatives will say, why are you going to bring your kids to church? Why are you going to teach them that Bible? Why are you going to discipline your children? Why are you going to try to correct them and tell them what's right? Let them fall in the world. Let them get a tattoo like everybody. Let them get an earring like everybody. Let them do all these things. Like, hey, what's it going to hurt? What's it going to help? Amen. Every NBA player has got a tattoo up here and up here. I don't care if it does say Jesus. What's it going to help? Everybody's got an earring. What's it going to help? Well, you should go ahead and let them get a tattoo. You should go ahead and let them do that. You let them listen to that rap music and that hip hop. Let them listen to that rock music. It's not going to hurt them none. Not to just send them to hell and hurt them a whole lot. What am I saying here? She received in return protection. After they had this indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste? And it could have been sold for more than 300 pence and having given to the poor, they murmured against her. Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? I'm so glad that Jesus sticks up for you and I, and we try to do right. Now, by the way, we may not be the most successful at doing right. We may not do right all the time. We may have difficulty trying to do right sometimes, but guess what? Jesus always defends us when we try to do what's right. He always defends us when we try. Hey, you may be like me. You may make a mockery of certain things when you're trying to do what's right, but guess what? God always defends his own. He always defends his own. And as she's in here in the midst of all these men, you can imagine the intimidation that's there. Why this waste? Could she have spent it on something else? Yes, she could have. But guess what? She couldn't have spent it on a better person.
than Jesus Christ himself. Yes, she could have bought something else. Yes, she could have did this. Yes, she could have. But she couldn't have spent it on a better person for a better reason at a better time. She received protection. He said, let her alone. Jesus defends her efforts in doing what she could. And Jesus will defend us in our efforts for doing what we can. Notice she received not only protection in return, she also received praise in return. Notice verse number 6 again. Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. Jesus said, you know what? She did a good thing. He praised her in front of the 12. In front of the very ones that rebuked her, he praised her. What am I saying? When you and I set out to do that which is right, and we try to abide in the ship of God's will, certain people are going to rebuke you, but God always will defend you. He says she did a good work. He praised her in the midst of those that rebuked her. Hallelujah. Hey, you stand at your job. Brother Serge gave the testimony. I guarantee you folks are mocking in their own little way, but guess what? God defends his own. He always does, always will. When you take a stand out on the basketball court, G2 and Terrell, you don't want to be around foolishness. Guess what? God defends his own. When you don't have the tattoos, when you don't have the earring shame, and when you're pure, folks are going to try to ridicule you and mock you. Guess what? God defends his own. God always does. He always does. This woman in the midst of all this turmoil, she just said, I'm going to do what I can do. I'm going to do what I can do. Now, she didn't verbalize that, but Jesus did for her. Number 6, she established her priorities. Not only did she receive praise in return, she established her priorities. Notice down in verse number 7, for ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good, but me ye have not always. She established her priorities. She know, you know what? Jesus is not going to always be here. I won't always have this opportunity. By the way, 2018 will come and go just like 2017 did. You might not always have that opportunity. I remember Carlene, before she died, she said, Pastor, so many things I wanted to do. So many things I wanted to do. This lady said, look, I'm not going to let this pass. I'm going to take advantage of that. I'm going to make my priority right now. I'm going to establish my priority. I may not always have this opportunity. Notice what it says in verse 7 again. For ye have the poor with you always. Jesus said, look, you're talking about giving this to the poor? You're talking about selling it and giving it to the poor? He said, but you will have the poor always. And whensoever you will, you can do them good. You're always going to be surrounded by poor people. There'll always be somebody with a handout. There's always going to be the Salvation Army ringing the bell. Ding, 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 ding. But Jesus said, look, me, you don't always have this opportunity. But me, ye have not always. Her time with Jesus was limited. Our time to do on earth is limited. Just face it, folks. This could be our last day. We don't know. Our time is limited. Our time with our children is limited. G2's 13, 5 years. He'll be going to college. Jeremiah is what, 16, 17? How old is he? 16. A couple more years, if Lord willing, he's going to go somewhere too. They're going to get married. They're going to move out. Pastor White's got 2 in Cleveland. Oh, one in Cleveland, one in Florida. They're going to move out sooner or later. Hey, our time is limited with the people that we love. Her time with Jesus, the one she loved, was limited. She said, I'm going to do what I can do whilst I can do it. And we have to do what we can do while we can do it, whether it's discipleship, whether it's fellowship, whether it's a friendship, whether it's stewardship, whether it's relationship, whether it's workmanship. I'm going to do what I can do, and I'm not going to let anyone deter me from doing what I know I can do. She established her priorities. Jesus said, me, ye have not always. We're not going to always have our children. We're not going to always have the grandbabies. Hey, we're not going to always have our parents. Mrs. Dawson lost her mother last year. Brother Kelly's on the verge of thinking, hey, look, my dad may be gone. He specifically moved out here from Denver, away from his wife, to help nurse his dad. And he's looking at, this could be the time. I just spoke with him today. He said, Pastor, I don't know how much time my dad's got left. He said, but I moved out here to help him these last few days. Why? He recognized, I'm not going to always have my dad. I'm not going to always have him. Not going to always have our children. Many of you don't,
maybe not know this, but they lost their child at 5 years. Their child wasn't supposed to live, but the child lived 5 years, and they lost their child. He said, I lost my child at 5 years, and I might lose my dad. But guess what? I'm going to do what I can do whilst I can do it. Our children are not going to be with us that long. We loved ones may not be with us that long, but she did what she could do. So number one, she gave up that which was priceless, the alabaster box. Number two, she gave up that which was precious. Number three, she gave up pride in the presence of others. Number four, she received in return protection. Jesus said, let her alone. Number five, she received in return praise. He says, she has wrought a good work on me. And by the way, we may not get praise publicly or openly, but privately, Almighty God will praise us. And he will store it in heaven. Recognize what we did. By the way, we don't give to be seen of men. At least we shouldn't. We don't work to be seen of men. We don't preach to be seen of men. We don't witness to be seen of men. We do these things because we know it pleases our Lord. And we know this is like pouring an alabaster box on his head and breaking and saying, look, I don't have much to give, but I can give this much. I can work. I can pray. I can preach. I can sing. I can do these things. I don't have a whole lot, but let me do what I can do. I can't do a lot. Let me do what I can do. She established her priority. She says, Jesus said, me ye have not always. Her priority was, let me do what I can do in the limited time that I have, because what I do now will count later. And by the way, Jesus said, she's anointing my body to the burial later on. Then number seven, lastly, she gave her proportion. She gave her proportion. Notice what it says in verse 8. She had done what she could. As this year unfolds, don't look at what the next person gives. Don't look at what the next person does. Don't try to copy what somebody else gives in missions. Don't try to copy where somebody else goes. You just do what you can do. Don't worry about somebody else. In the midst of all these people looking at her, she came and she said, I'm going to give that which is precious and priceless to Jesus. And she said, I don't care. And they indignantly, well, what is this waste? What are you doing? What is a woman doing here today? What is this? It's unheard of. What's going on here? Jesus, this could have been sold for them. He said, let her alone. I'm going to protect her. I'm going to protect her. She's got her priorities right. She can't do a whole lot, but she knows her time. But more importantly, my time is limited. She's done what she could. She gave her proportion. She had done what she could. She did not care what others gave. She did not care that others did not give. She did not care how expensive what it was that she gave. She did not care what others said. She just did what she could do. Notice the rest of that. Verse 8, she had done what she could. She has come aforehand or before time to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel should be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial for her. Guess what? We're speaking about it today. Although that was done years ago, we're speaking about it today. Jesus said, look, nobody's speaking about the other 12 except for that they were indignant. But we're speaking about this lady and how she gave that which is precious. And she gave that which was priceless. And she gave up pride in the presence of others and said, I don't care what they're going to say. She received protection of the Lord. And she received praise from the Lord. She established her priorities and said, this is important to me. But then she gave her proportion. She gave what she could. Folks, as this year unfolds, the demands on your life and on my life are going to be great. Don't look at everybody else and try to do what everybody else is doing. Don't try to live their life in your body. You can't do it. You can only do what God has called you to do. My wife and I set out last year to homeschool our children. We really didn't care what others were doing with that. We were trying to do what we could do. Jenny's been homeschooling now for what, 16 years? Eleventh year. Just doing what I can do.
Well, Jenny, don't you know? Well, he won't have this and he won't have that and he won't have this and he won't have all the foolishness of the world either. He won't have all the sinful influences. Well, don't you know, when we first set out to homeschool, well, they're not going to be well-rounded. Well, I think my children are pretty well-rounded. I think they're pretty intelligent. I think they're pretty smart. Well, if you do that, you're going to take them away from the world. No, we're in the world. We're just not of the world. We're not isolating. We're insulating. Okay, you're isolating. No, we're insulating. We're just trying to do what we can do. We're trying to do. Brother Serge, I wouldn't talk about Jesus on the job. You might get fired. You might get canned. You may get sacked, as they say in Britain. I'm just trying to do what I can do. Just trying to do what I can do. Hey, folks, folks are going to ridicule us this year. You trying to abide in this ship. Shane, you trying to abide in the purity ship. Don't you know that's old fashioned? No, I know that's godly. I know that's holy. I know that's righteous. Antoinette, you're going to get out in the workforce. All these executives going to be trying to get on you. Hey, precious, how you doing? I drive a nice car. So what? So do I. That's right. Who cares what you drive? Amen. Mine's is paid for. Amen. What am I saying? Each of us has to look in our hearts and say, Lord, I just want to do what I can do. I don't want to try to be outside the box in respect to trying to do what you haven't called me to do. I just want to do what you've called me to do. And against all odds, it's going to have to happen because some people aren't going to like what you are trying to do. They're not going to like the way you homeschool. They're not going to like the way you wear your hair, the way you wear your clothes, what car. They're not going to like it, but who cares? This lady said, I don't care. I care what Jesus says. I care what Jesus thinks about me. And I'm going to go against all the odds in the midst of all these people. And I'm going to do what I can do. She had done what she could. I can just see Jesus now. If y'all don't leave her alone. And you know how Jesus had to. If you don't leave her alone. Do you guys even know what she's doing? I haven't seen any one of y'all anoint me yet. I remember he went into the one guy's house and he said, look, this lady anointed my feet and with her tears. He said, you haven't done anything for me. Yeah, you ain't do nothing. And she washed my feet with the tears in her hair. What'd you do for me? Just do what we can do. Do what we can do. Don't be concerned with what everybody else is doing. Just do what you can do. God will be honored. God will be pleased. And so what if somebody seems like they're giving more? So what if they seem like they're winning more souls? So what if they seem like they're doing more? You just do what you can do. God will be pleased with what you have to offer. He has never turned down that which we offer with a pure heart. She with a pure heart is anointing him for his burial. And guess what? The next time you see Judas Iscariot, the next verse is he's trying to betray Jesus. She's anointing, he's betraying. Just goes to show you the company that was there as she's doing what she could. Hey, no matter how young you are, young people, abide in the ship. It's not going to be easy. But don't worry about what others are doing. Just do what you can do. Father, thank you so much for this new year. Lord, against all odds, this young lady stood the test of times. Against all odds, she did what she could do. And as a result, Lord, you blessed. She gave up that which was priceless. She gave up that which was precious. She gave up pride in the presence of others. She faced ridicule. Lord, others may ridicule us for what we do, what we give up, what we give away, where we go, what we say. Lord, in the long run, she received your protection. You told all the rest to leave her alone. And Lord, on top of that, you praised her. You said she wrought a good work. She showed her priorities because she knew she had but a short time. And she gave out of her proportion. She did what she can do. Lord, help each one of us to get before you and ask you, Lord, what would you have me to do? What would you have me to do as I abide in this ship? And Lord, help us not to look at what others are doing. but look at what we have to give, and then give that which you would have us to give. Thank you for loving us, Lord. As 2018, we already heard several prayer requests tonight that are going to be challenging. But Lord, help us just to abide in the ship and do and give what you would have us to give. Do what we can do, not worrying about anyone else. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Bless now the remainder of tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.